righty. Well, we're going to get a running start here today. We're 16 after the hour of 12 o'clock. Robert Jones with you. We do have Christy Johnson and Pastor Walton with us here, and they'll be joining us here in just a moment. But first, we're going to go down to downtown Hendersonville. And Brother Blanton, you there?
Yes, sir.
Very good. You having a good day?
Yes, sir.
Good, good.
We've served about 100 meals already this morning, or since 11 o'clock hour.
And where are you at, brother?
And we're looking to serve a whole lot more.
And where are you at in downtown Hendersonville, brother?
We're off of White Street, which is if you come to the Fresh Market or the Publix, it's the road that runs between those two. That's White Street. That runs the other side of White Street would put you out on Canoga there at the car wash, just below the Hot Dog World if you're coming through Hendersonville, going back towards Bavard. So it's really easy to find. And we're in the parking lot of White's Realtor and Auctions. We're using his parking lot, Mark White. We're using our disaster trailer, and we're cooking meals, hot dogs and hamburgers. And we've been a good day so far. Matter of fact, we are going to extend it. We were going to do it from 11 to 1, but we've decided we've got enough food. We're going to go to 2 o'clock now. So you can come and get you a hot meal and just enjoy it. That's kind of been the theme of what we're doing today is just trying to encourage people just to kind of give them just a blessing. Just try to encourage and be a help to somebody today. We've seen a lot of people come in with a frown and they're leaving with a smile. And enough to fill their hungry bellies.
And there's no charge for this, is that correct?
Say again, my brother?
There's no charge for this, is that correct?
No, it's a free meal. Free meal with your drink.
And what all comes?
All the trimmings.
And what all comes in that meal, brother?
We're given, the meal is a hamburger, but it's a hamburger, slaw, and fries. And then we have, while supplies last, we've got a salad, carrots, tomatoes, and two or three things, and also sliced apples and also grapes in a little small pack. We have one of the local vendors has donated those. That's been a real blessing this morning. They came from Henderson Best, the produce house locally. So it's the individual packs that they do, like for schools or some of the other places that does already packed vegetables. So there's a number of organizations and businesses that's put this on. And just trying to encourage your neighbors and just kind of helping out here. We got a good number that's come in, and they're directing traffic. And we've been able to just move them right through the parking lot. They ain't been in line. We've got everything set up. They're just coming in and going around and being able to serve them right quick.
Now, do they have to get out of their cars, or are you serving them in the cars?
They serve them in the car.
Okay.
They pull up, and we ask them what kind of drink they want. We got two choices of drinks, either drink and water. And then by the time I hand them the water, they already got their order, either hot dogs or a hamburger, and they hand them to them. And it takes about 30 to 45 seconds for them to come through the line.
Well, it sounds like y'all got that down to a science. And how many people you got helping you today, brother?
The cooking staff in the trailer, I think there's about four in the cooking trailer. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 counting me on the outside. And they're, like I said, they're directing traffic and handing out the meals. So... You don't get much of a line when you when you got that many people directing traffic and taking your order and handing it to you while you're sitting there waiting. You just don't hardly hit your brakes. You just about give it to you as they're rolling along.
Well, it sounds like everything's going well. And again, you're serving at till 2 o'clock today. You're originally supposed to go to 1, and so you're going to extend it an extra hour. And I'm sorry, brother. And you're going to extend the serving for another hour. You were supposed.
Well, I'm having trouble hearing. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were supposed to go till 1 o'clock, but you're going to go till 2 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yeah, we were scheduled to shut down at 1. But because the Lord blessed with the food, a little abundant, we're going to go ahead and go till 2 o'clock.
And the location of where you're at again, brother, so people can know where to go?
We're at, I think it's 233 is the actual address, and it's on White Street. It'd be the street coming out of Hendersonville, go by the Hot Dog World on Canoga. And when you see the car wash, be on your right. White Street is the street on your left. If you're coming off of 25 between the Fresh Market and Publix, the road that runs between those two, that's White Street. And you come up one block, you'll see White's Auction and Realty. And then that's where we are. We got people that standing there on the road, and they'll bring you in.
All right, and there's no, you're just serving anybody that comes. It doesn't matter where they're from or what.
Whoever, they pull up in line, and we hand them whatever they ask for, or drinks choices, or a hamburger or a hot dog. But you must be in the car to get it. We're trying to just serve those that come through, and we would like to give, you know, you ask for 10, you get 10, but we're kind of holding it back to just those that came through the line today.
All righty. Well, again, White Street's not a hard thing to find. It's just right above Hebron Road. A lot of folks know where Hebron Road is. And then it's right there by the Canoga Animal Clinic. And so you can just turn right in there. Kelly Sign, Mark White Associates, just about 2.5 blocks down on your left as you're going in there. So right there by the Minute Car Wash. So if you're in that area, that's where it's at. And so go down there and be a part of that, and a good group of folks down there. Brother Blanton, we want to say thank you to all those that are laboring down there, that is working to get this done, and for your morning and doing your afternoon to help people in our community.
Well, we appreciate it, and thank the Lord for all he's doing.
Well, very good, brother. Well, it's there again at Mark White Associates, and let me see if I can get the again the address here for the folks. It is 233 White Street in Hendersonville, and just pulled through the parking lot. There seem to be well organized to feed the folks and quite a few folks. And let me say this: they are doing the social distancing, even though they're serving. You know, you say they have a lot of people. Well, you can social distance pretty quickly in 11 people in a parking lot. So. Again, we appreciate all that's there. Brother Blanton, I want to say thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for the update. Again, going until 2 o'clock at 233 White Street in Hendersonville, and they're having a, I guess you could call it a meal drive there in Hendersonville to whosoever will, but you got to be present to get the meal. Brother Blanton, thank you for what you're doing.
All right. Thank you, Brother John.
All right. Thank you, brother.
All right. Bye-bye. See you. Bye.
Well, again, we appreciate all those that are laboring down there, and for what they're doing there at 233 yes. White Street in Hendersonville. That's not a hard place to find.
No, it's real easy. Canoga, there's a gas station right there. Right, Hebron comes right into there, and then on the 25 side, everybody goes right by Publix. And literally, it is the street between the shopping center that Fresh Market's in and the new Publix shopping center. Literally right between them.
Yeah, if you're coming down South Main Street into Greenville Highway, you'll pass a Walgreen, especially if you're heading on Greenville Highway South. There'll be a Walgreen on your left, and right past the TD Bank, and the road's going to be right past that. That is White Street, and it's just
a traffic light.
Oh, is it?
The light bulb just came on for me when you did that.
It's a traffic light, so it's a well-marked road.
Well, I'm a landmark man. I've got to have a landmark. I'm not. You could have told me, oh, we're on White Street. That didn't mean a thing to me.
I do both. I do both. I can go either direction. I always do landmarks because I know most people like them.
Yes,
Totally landmark dependent.
I am too. So it's right before you get to Publix, right past Walgreens on your left, TD Banks. And there's a Stein Mart in there as well. So, and matter of fact, it's if you were to turn into the Fresh Market and say, oh, I turned too early, well, just keep going through the Fresh Market parking lot, drive running right in front of Stein Mart, make a left, or I guess you'd make a right there as you get to the end of Stein Mart. That's White Street. And so, how about that?
They're going till 2 o'clock. Is that correct, what Brother Blanton said?
Yes, they were originally going to 1, but now they're going till 2. So if you were in the, I guess, would you call that the South Hendersonville side, Pastor Walton?
Yes, because if you go down 25, you're going to hit Flat Rock pretty quickly.
Correct. So, if you're downtown Hendersonville off of Main Street or right there on Spartanburg Highway, we know a lot of folks that are out there. A lot of businesses out there, a lot of individuals that are faithful listeners, and you're not far from, it'll take a little bit to get there, but you're not far from Victory Baptist Church in Hendersonville, and so it's all pretty close. So go down there and see them and say hello to them, and I appreciate it. And again, it's absolutely free. It's not costing you anything but your gas and your time to go down there and get it. So you just can't beat that. So,
okay. And it's a meal for everybody in the car.
I'll be right back.
That's fine, brother. Bring it. Hey, do you mind mustard? No ketchup, please.
Hold the mustard on mine.
Okay.
Question. I want to do a little business here because, well, I was listening to him and thinking about all the food that we're trying to give the people. A song came to my mind that I wonder if you all have there by the Wisnets, titled Sweet Things Out of Dark Places. Do you all have
that
song?
Yes, we do. I played it this morning.
Ah, well, see, we're on the same wavelength. That song came to my mind as he was talking, Sweet Things Out of Dark Places.
It's a great song.
And there's a lot of folks doing some really wonderful things, and they're feeding today. And if I could, real quick, Pastor mentioned this yesterday when he was on with us, but we have our food distribution tomorrow here at Anchor. Yesterday was a great success, thanks to everybody who made that happen. But tomorrow, a ministry, Feeding for His Glory, that's Jacob and Chloe Bryant. That's kind of their ministry. And they are going to be here at Anchor doing a very similar thing to what Brother Blanton and those are doing in Hendersonville. They're going to be doing it at Anchor tomorrow from 10 to 1. Now, yesterday, the time frame we weren't exactly sure of, but I went and double-checked what Chloe had posted. So we will have its drive-through, very similar to what Brother Blanton was describing. You'll stay in your vehicle from 10 to 1, and I think they have it set up that the first 200 meals will be, of course, absolutely free. They've got hamburgers and hot dogs, and us knowing Pastor, if they start running low, I think he'll find some more to feed. So come on by. They'll be feeding tomorrow 10 to 1.
Watch your cattle around here.
Check your chickens.
Chickens, cows, and pigs. I'm kidding, folks. I'm kidding. We wouldn't do that.
Well, you never know. But it'll be a good day tomorrow. The weather should be nice. And the food distribution drive-through tomorrow, 9 to 1. And then the feeding, free hot dogs, hamburgers, 10 to 1 tomorrow here at Anchor.
Amen. Amen. So, well, we appreciate, I guess, just thinking about it. May I say, it's amazing to watch the providential hand of God in the midst of a storm or a virus or a catastrophe. And I've hated it. I'm not a fan of COVID-19. It's drove me up the wall. It's aggravated me. And I know it's like everybody else. But in the top of all this, God has been showing himself so mighty. Amen. In the midst of all this. I mean, Pastor Barton can tell you stories. I'm sure that Pastor Walton's got stories. Miss Johnson's probably got some stories. I definitely got some stories that just in the midst of all that, and I just call them the blessings of God. And, through the month of April, as hard as it was to be quarantined in, God was just faithful.
Amen.
Through all this. And all the food that went out of Anchor, and the grants, and all the finances, and the gifts, you know, needs met in Pakistan, and I got some more pictures from India today and feeding people down there in India in the midst of all that. And I talked to Brother Murray yesterday down in South America, and the favor that God has shown Brother Murray and all those in Santa Cruz with the police department and how he's feeding the police officers, and God's given him favor with those police officers.
God has opened an amazing door in Cochabamba as well, Brother Robert, for they've got in with the head of the police there, and they are letting them put together the bags like Brother Murray and them did in Santa Cruz. They've got 500 officers that they're doing face masks and water and Bibles for in Cochabamba.
Yeah.
And so God has opened a very similar door there.
Well, and you got to understand, you say, well, what's so big about that? They've got this place locked down with barricades, and you're only supposed to be out a certain day of the week.
Well, the police, between 8 and noon.
Yes, and so the police officers are giving them police escorts around the barricades to go help these folks that are hungry, and then some other things. It's just, to me, you know, I know we shouldn't be in mind, that it should be mind-boggling, and you know, it just boggles my mind, but yet that's just the way God is. And so, you know, I know there's a lot of sad stories out there, but there's a lot of great stories that's overruling the sad stories.
Yeah. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness?
Well, he is. He's furnishing in Cochabamba, and he's furnishing a table in Bolivia, and he's furnished a table in India and the Philippines.
Venezuela.
Yeah, I mean, and Haiti, you know, people giving to Haiti. We got some folks that called today for Haiti. We had some folks that's called for, you know, in the Philippines, and folks that are given, and yet they're given money, and then God's giving it back to them quicker than they can give it. And it's just... In a place of...
That is the truth.
I know it's the truth.
Yeah, and
you're watching all this, going through all this, and so can I tell the Swap Shop gang, I know it's bad out there, but can I tell you the bad hasn't stopped the good from God, because every good and perfect gift cometh from above. And I was thinking this morning, I said, Lord, I said, it shouldn't put us in awe when you do things like this. But it sure does, you know, and just watching God work and doing and meeting needs and just unexpected blessings. And you go to the post office and you open up a letter and somebody said, we want to give this to you. And then somebody, you know, drops off meat or a grocery. And we've had reports of somebody, you know, whoever dropped off the box of groceries on my front porch, thank them for us. And it just is just so amazing.
I wonder if that's what the songwriter was going through when he said, I stand amazed at the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. And then he shouted out, oh, how marvelous.
Yes. And
how wonderful.
And you think about all this, and then we get to go to heaven, and Revelation 4, there's going to be a voice, but we're going to vacate. And there's going to be a vision like none other. And that's all happens in chapter 4. You know, so... it's just amazing to me, and of what God's doing. And so I don't know. I just want to say I love him today.
Amen.
For being
I'm
so
grateful.
Good.
He's still on the throne.
You know.
And you know, when we talk about these things, there are so many opportunities. We still have the opportunity in Transylvania County for meals there that goes through the 4th. You have to go by, I believe it's Monday. So it's another opportunity that you can take up on that God's opened the door for.
Amen. That meals to you thing, you can, if you need information on how to get in touch with them, feel free to call us or after Swap Shop, and we'll hook you onto that. But Monday's your deadline there.
Yeah. And take advantage of that, folks. That's just a handfuls of purpose. It's all that is. And you know, you say, well, who's paying for it? I don't know. But all I know is that there's some children that could be getting two meals a day from the age of 1 to the age of 18.
That's right.
You know, and you try to add that up. I mean, you figure about $5 per person in a home if you cook it at the house. So, you know, that's $10 a day. That's $50 a week. And if you had 4 children... That's $200.
Yep.
$200.
And it's delivered to your house. You don't even have to go and
no.
pick these up. Now, the delivery meals are still going. And thank God for all of those. But this is delivered right to your door.
Yeah.
And locally, it's Transylvania Counties who we're talking to
yes.
about this. Mm-hmm. 884-6173 is a number that you can call if you need help. But you can go directly and apply at tcsnc.org.
And God bless the FedEx and the UPS drivers.
Yeah.
I was talking to one just yesterday. He says, we are busier than Christmas right now.
Wow.
Everybody's home.
Yeah,
everybody's
true.
Ordering off of Amazon. Everybody's ordering off of Walmart. Everybody's ordering off of Lowe's, you know, and they're having it delivered to the house because they don't want to go out. And he says, we're so busy. He says, this is busier than Christmas. He says, we're so covered up. And I says, I never thought about that. And so pray for our UPS drivers, our mail delivery. They're probably delivering
Amen.
More Amazon packages than they yeah. probably dream about Amazon and the packages they're delivering.
I read somewhere that maybe there's an uptick in people actually sending letters and cards. And
we are. My family is.
Yeah, and we've done a couple, and I've gotten a couple, and it's been just an encouragement to you. So, you know, that's something that you can do, kind of get reacquainted with the art of sending a letter or the kindness in sending a card.
Yeah, and I can't, you know, I went into a grocery store yesterday. Do you know they still got Easter cards up? They don't have any Mother's Day cards up.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I can buy you some Easter cards. I thought about buying, you know, a Mother's Day card for my wife yesterday and say, Happy Easter. You know,
yeah.
you're the best.
You just write honey on it. So there you go.
Yeah, they still have Easter cards up. Yeah, so, you know, Mother's Day cards may not be, and I don't blame them if they don't stock them because they didn't really, I mean, we got tons of Easter candy because they didn't sell it.
I thought I heard Pastor say that yesterday afternoon that we had gotten a bunch of candy.
Yeah, my girls really enjoyed the
Either
Easter
said
egg.
It or they were going to get it.
No, we got it. I saw it.
We got it. Okay.
Yeah, they
okay.
got pallets of, I'm sure they're gone by now, but they had them big old Reese cup eggs filled with peanut butter. They were about,
Reese's.
You know, I'm sorry, not good for radio. I'm trying to describe it to Christy and them, and they were about that big. And so I took some home to my girls, and I watched them vicariously as I licked my lips. You know, I said, please explain how that tastes. I said, really good, Daddy. I said, okay.
They can eat the inside and you can eat the wrapper.
Yeah, well, I was about ready. There were some days I'd go eat the wallpaper off the Hershey Chocolate Factory some days. But, you know, it's just amazing. But and all through all this, God has just been, you know, faithful to meet every need, you know, and he's been good to us. But pray, there's still a lot of needs out there. So we appreciate those that are laboring to feed the children. We appreciate those that are trying to feed the community. And appreciate those that have, maybe you haven't helped, but you helped financially. You're just as big a part of it behind the scenes. And I believe this, Pastor Walton, I believe this, they're going to have just as big as a reward as these young folks down here who's handed the boxes out to the individuals in those cars.
There's no question. God is not going to forget your labor of love, whatever it is,
yeah.
because the way it works is whatever we do that's right for him
yeah.
is one part of all the whole. But when it's all said and done, while one is planting, another's watering,
yeah.
whatever there is, it's always God. That gives the increase, therefore it's always God that gets the glory.
Amen.
And God will turn it around and say, I'll bless you later for what you did now. But right now, you're blessing me. Because mm-hmm. when you've done it unto the least of these,
yeah.
Amen.
You have done it unto me. And he said to that crowd, one part of you saw me this way and this way and this way, and you did this and this. And they said, when did we do that? When you did it unto the least of these. And then
yeah.
he turned to that crowd that wasn't doing anything and said, you didn't do any of these things.
Mm.
So whatever little parts you have is big.
Amen.
Sure. Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah.
Because there's no little. Listen, it was a little boy's lunch that fed 5,000.
Yeah.
And all he had to be willing to do was give it up.
Yep.
Man.
And he said, little fish. I've always caught that interesting that God says, little fish. And it just shows that, all, you know, you just got to give what you had. And that's all that lad had. That lad had a little lunch that fed a lot of people on a little piece of ground. But he couldn't, God couldn't bless it until he give it. And when he give it, it's actually faith promise in that story, because he received it, he relocated it, and he relinquished it, and then God rationed it. And so, there you go.
Amen.
Somebody was trying, give me a pen, write that down. And so,
I'm going to steal that.
So, but... Well, we're grateful for all that the Lord's doing, and welcome to the month of May.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that mind-boggling?
I guess for me, it's in the midst of something like this, it seems times that sometimes you look at it and think things are slow, but then you turn around and say, oh, no, it's moving faster than I thought it really is. And, when I think about that, I think about, okay, whatever we have to do, let's get it done.
That's right.
Amen.
I've been doing a lot of reading in my devotions in the Old Testament minor prophets, and it sounds like a modern day thing. And all I keep thinking to myself is, get ready.
Yeah.
And I picture in my mind that God and Jesus are having this great time in heaven, when all of a sudden God looks and says, oh, it's time. Son, go get my children.
Yeah. That could be today, by the way.
Hallelujah.
It could happen in a moment, yeah, in the twinkling of an eye. That's an atom of time. That's faster than a nanosecond.
And I don't even know how fast a nanosecond is.
I don't either, but
pretty quick.
It's fast. An atom of time is pretty quick. Yeah. How fast is that? Pretty quick.
So quick, he's going to jerk us inside out. Because we're going to leave this old robe of flesh. He's got to jerk us inside out. we're going to get a new body. Hallelujah. No more aches and pains, and no more headaches and backaches and leg aches and all that good stuff. So, well, I'm just grateful for all that he's doing, and I've been meditating today on that, and I'm about to get full, really, about the mighty hand of God and his hands of purpose, handfuls of purpose, and how he puts it and gleans it and says, don't even rebuke her for gleaning the sheaves, and don't reproach her if she gets those handfuls of purpose. And so he put a double protection on Ruth, Boaz did, and so if he's doing that for Ruth, he's doing that for us. I don't see a thing wrong when he drops a handful in front of us and take it. And somebody says, well, give that to somebody else that needs it. Well, he dropped it in front of you.
Yeah.
I mean, Ruth didn't walk to the corner and says, anybody need this besides me? She just gleaned it and then took it to Naomi. And so, yeah, that's something. Well, I appreciate 2512. Thank you. It's such a blessing to me enjoying getting to listen to you on my dinner break. Thank you. And let me say that our text line, we cannot take calls. We got folks trying to call the text line. We can't answer it. Sorry about that. It'll just decline, and it shows up, and then it goes away. It's just a text line. And so we do apologize about that. And well, I think y'all had something else, didn't you?
Well, Brother Roger, I don't know. I'd sent to both of you a note I'd gotten about a traffic alert on State Street in Marion. I don't know if you can check your maps and see. There was a report of a downed tree blocking the road. Ooh. And they were asking folks to avoid that area again, State Street in Marion. And I didn't know if that was still applicable or not, because my maps doesn't seem to be very accurate that I can see here.
There's, well, Marion.
Yeah, Garden Street is kind of backed up. There's Court Street. I haven't found State Street yet.
Let's see here. There's Lake Tahoma Road is backed up there at Tom's Creek Road.
And that could be part of a detour. They say that there's a detour that's marked, but
all right. I'm trying to.
I don't know the wind. I'm guessing maybe a wind took the tree down, and we have had we have had wind today.
They have had a. I saw a 35 mile an hour wind gust at the airport today. They have had one 29 miles an hour between the 11 and the 12 o'clock hour, and sustained winds of about 17. We do have compromised root systems due to all the storms that we've had, the moisture that we've had. It has really has weakened the root systems as well. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if we probably don't have some more of those. And I'm still trying to find State Street. Where is State Street?
I couldn't find it either.
Did you Google it?
I was just zooming in all the different roads and in and out. I was looking for backups is what I was looking for.
I was double checking it to make sure I'd given the right name, and it does say State Street.
Okay. Yeah, there is a State Street in Marion. I'm trying to find it. Okay.
The
I see where it's
calmed down over here a little bit in Mills River. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
It seems to be dying down.
State Street is next to East Court Street.
Oh, I was on East Court Street.
Yeah, well, you were right there at it where you see Baldwin Avenue. Where did they say it was at, sister, on that text that you sent us?
Let me double check here.
But it's a little side road that is not giving us any indication of a slow up.
Yeah, it just says State Street in Marion, down tree blocking roadway, avoid area if possible, follow detour. That was all it said.
All right.
So if you're in that neck of the woods, just kind of heads up. If you're having some problems, down tree might be the culprit.
Yeah, well, a detour for that won't be rough. That's the good thing because there's multiple ways around that. They'll probably take you up South Garden Street to East Court Street, and then probably vice versa. Baldwin Avenue, you could probably take it down to 221, and probably a lot of folks probably do that anyways, take Baldwin Avenue to bypass downtown Marion, especially if you're trying to get on Highway 70, and then there at Church Street. It's really busy there at Church Street. There by Clingfield Baptist Church and the Market Grill and JB Galaxy area in there. So it doesn't look like it's causing too major of an issue in Marion today. So,
or if you want to go by the elementary school, you can go on a street called Robert Street.
Well, you know, I'm pretty famous down there.
Street named after
you. Yeah, I didn't know it, but I guess so, huh? And, hey, do you know something about Marion? That I think their national or their town animal is Sasquatch. Do you know they have a Sasquatch festival? I was actually doing a sound system at a church on a weekend last year during Sasquatch Festival.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So there was some big feet walking around that place that day. Hairy people too. And scary people. But they didn't look anything like that I thought Bigfoot would look like.
Different thing.
Yeah. If it keeps going on this COVID-19, we're all going to look like Bigfoot with long hair.
I would say the Sasquatch sightings are going to go up significantly here, I would think, yeah. We want to, this afternoon, Brother Roger, I think you've got some info on, in Henderson County, maybe some things for graduation coming up or some proposals or things going on.
Yeah, this is kind of thinking out of the box, I guess you'd call it, the class of 2020. They want to be able to do as much of what you would normally do as possible, including the student speakers and everything. So they're going to be doing a virtual videoing that will air on June the 5th, Friday night, and they'll be released online for people to watch. But on that same day, June the 5th, between 4 and 6 p.m., each high school will host a drive-through diploma procession, and they want the graduating seniors and their families to drive a predetermined route to the school. Students will then walk up to a designated spot, being cheered on far away enough distancing by the faculty to mm-hmm. get their diploma. And then they're encouraging the families to decorate their cars. They come up. Oh. How about that?
Well, you know, it's, I feel for the seniors of 2020, for both, of course, high school and the collegiate level. And for the parents, it's just, it's a hard time for everybody, but I know everybody's trying to think outside the box and do something special. There's yard signs and banners, and I don't think we can do too much for them. And so I hope that that goes well.
Well,
me too.
I know that the seniors think that they're being, I don't know, what's the word, shortchanged. Because of COVID-19, they say they went to school all their young adult, all their young child, on young adult life to get to this one point, to walk that stage and have their moment and get their diploma. And they feel like they're not getting that. And it's like a finish, I guess would be the right way to say that. And so they want to do the finish line. I understand that. And but may I say this as well, I watched something this morning, just tore my heart out, that children are having a hard time processing all this stuff. And, you know, being social distancing. Well, children like to be around their friends, and they're not getting that social interaction. Children like to go play in the mud. They like to go out and play cowboys and Indians. Is that, that's not offensive to say that nowadays, is it? And so, you know, cops and robbers, and, you know, they like to go out and just be boys, and girls play dolls, and they're not really getting that. And they say that children are really struggling processing that whole thought. So may I say, Mom and Dad, make sure you pay attention to your children, and don't miss it. Don't miss it. So,
and listen to keywords. Sometimes we hear something and it just kind of blows through it. But, you know, sometimes a child will say something and they're dropping a hint, especially if they're a teenager. Mm-hmm. They may not come out and say it straight out like a little child would, but they just say certain things. And if you piece it together, you're saying they're sending me a message. They need help.
Yeah.
But they're not going to ask for it. They're wanting you to do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. So please, if you can, you don't miss your children in the midst of all this, trying to keep and everything else going. So your children struggle with this just as much as everybody else, and they're facing things that they've never faced before, but they don't know how to process it. So,
as an adult, I know there's some days I do better than others, but mm-hmm. I don't know how to process it.
Oh.
And you think if we as adults are having difficulty, imagine what the younger ones are. So we're definitely on board for encouraging and all of those that are going through COVID together. We're all in it together, but as they said, the younger ones might not have that reasoning, that deduction type mental capacity. And again, some days I don't, but we're praying for all those. And for the graduates, God bless you all. And trying to think of a way we could do something here at Anchor. I'm not sure what we can do, but we've sure been thinking about it. But we appreciate all our seniors and all the families as well. And may I give a quick prayer request? I know we're getting toward the end. Would you remember the family of a gentleman that had some type of surgery some time ago, had a wound vac that became infected, it went septic, and he is in Mission Hospital in very serious condition. And then a second prayer request, pray for the family of Will Cathy, Transylvania County Commissioner, attorney for the county for a number of years, big supporter of Rosman Athletics and Rosman as a whole, lived in Rosman. He was found dead yesterday, and so our thoughts and prayers are extended to his family and a host of friends in the county in general. So we're sure praying for them.
Amen. I sent you a text, Christy.
Okay.
I figured it's from one of our precious listeners, and wanted to send that to you. And I have forwarded that text that came through with a Bible verse. And very fitting, And so I sent that straight to Christy so that you could get that.
Mm. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. So.
Well, we serve a big God who is concerned about even the smallest of things in our mind. And today, when y'all have been talking, I've thought of what we've seen God do just recently, and it might seem small to some, but for a little family, it was huge. We had a trailer of food, a shipment of food that was coming, and Pastor Barton got the details, the manifest of what was on the load, and so he had sent that out, and we were getting prepared to receive it, and when it got here, it was something completely different. It had a lot of allergy-free, all the things that you can't have, gluten-free, and no this, that, or the other. And it was not what we were expecting, and to be honest, a little disappointed because we were expecting something else. But a family texted in later and said, we came and got a box of food for a family that was hungry.
Yeah.
And we took it, and their children have severe allergies, and they were hungry, and said everything that we got, those children could eat.
Yes. Amen. Yeah.
And said, there's a family now with children that have full bellies and thankful hearts. And God cares enough about some hungry children somewhere here in Western North Carolina that he would change up a load of food that we had already got a list of what was on it. But God, in his infinite wisdom and kindness, took care of that little family. So we bless the Lord for that. And there's many cases that multiplied that we could talk about. But I'm thankful that we serve a God who can and who cares.
Amen.
Well, I agree with that. But can I tell you, if he cares enough for the sparrow, are we not better than the sparrow? And we are. And so God cares. Does he care? Oh, yes. He cares.
He cares for the individual, and he cares for the multitudes.
Yes.
And when he saw the multitudes, it says he was moved with compassion. And that's a very strong word.
Sure.
It literally means to have the bowels yearn. Mm-hmm. It's when your gut gets tore up. Mm-hmm. And he looked at them because they were like sheep that didn't have a shepherd. And that's when he uttered his prayer request.
Yeah.
Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers, because the laborers are few, but the harvest is plenteous. There's a lot of people out there. There's few laborers, but God has compassion. And I believe that's why he's blessing. Because when you have compassion like he has, when you love like he loves under him, he opens the door, says, you may not be able to fill the need, but I can. Mm. You have the passion. I have the plan. I have the power.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. And, I had to say about that load that come in, it was surely a blessing to our family, because a lot of it was on there is the way that we eat.
Yeah.
And the ice cream wasn't bad either. I've been begging for ice cream, and God sent a whole pallet of it. It's about gone, but the ice cream we took home, but it was a low carb, very good. It had pizza crust. It didn't have no flour, and it was gluten free. And we made some pizzas out of it, which, you know, it's all about the only way I get pizzas, because I can't eat them. And so, you know, it's just everything that come in there. They had pork rinds, which I love pork rinds, and so we were able to get a box of pork rinds, and I've been eating on them. And so, yeah, I mean, God just does things. And he don't forget a one. That's him. So, well, I pray that this has been an uplifting Friday for you.
Amen.
In a COVID-19 era. And I'm glad that God's still on the throne.
Amen.
He's alive and well. He's doing good. I talked to him today. And he talked
me
to me. Yeah. And he's doing well. And hopefully this will maybe give you a boost to carry on and help you. Maybe somebody out there today was just really having a difficult day. I want you to know that if God can think enough to send food to a family that has special needs and, you know, allergies to certain foods, I just want you to know that God can meet the needs of your home. And he cares that much about you as well, and that God is no respecter of person. He loves you. And if you've never been saved, may I encourage you, Maybe God's dealing with you about your soul condition. And if God's convicting you through the Holy Ghost, would you ask the Lord to save you? The Bible says that all those that will come unto me, I will in no wise cast out, and he'll receive you unto himself. That's how much he loves you. No matter your background, your race, your color, or where you're from or where you're not from, he loves you. Closing thought, Pastor Walton, and then we're going to have to go.
We're at time. We're over time, aren't we?
A little bit, yeah. I'm going to have to do my liner, but...
Closing thought, turn on your service, pay attention, pray for your preacher, and be ready.
Amen. Miss Christy, thank you.
God bless you.
And I hope you all have a good weekend, and Lord willing, we'll see you Monday. We're going to join news here, and appreciate all that the Lord is doing here today. Hopefully that you've enjoyed Swap Shop here today. We'll be back right after this.